Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:32, the annual Volunteer for Cambridge event returns in two Saturdays' time. Councillor Anna Smith and Community Funding and Engagement Officer Bridget Keady came in earlier to speak to Julian. He started by asking Anna why the volunteer sector was important to Cambridge.
We've got so many fantastic organisations working in Cambridge and they're doing so much great work, a lot of it in partnership with the councils. And the event on the 20th of October is a great opportunity to find out more about a lot of them and to find out about volunteering with them.
And the council is putting this together, mm-hmm. largely. So why does the council think it's the right thing for them to do?
I think it's about making sure that, yes, we have things that we do specifically, but also we're a whole city and we're part of that city, and we've got a great opportunity to bring people together and to provide an opportunity. So you'll find out about ways that you can volunteer with some of our council groups, but also volunteer with other volunteer groups across the city as well. And I think for me, that really sums Cambridge up.
It feels a little bit like the sort of the cohesiveness argument of something like the Big Weekend as well, only from a slightly different angle.
No, I think that's a really good point. And just for me, in so many ways, Cambridge is about our community doing great things. And I go to so many events where it's about working with the community, listening to the community, and contributing back as well.
So who's going to be there then?
Oh, we've got masses of organisations. We've got nearly 90 groups coming. And what I would say is that a third of those are new. So if you've been before and didn't find perhaps what was quite right for you last time, come again, because there's going to be loads of new people around. And we've got everybody from Jimmy's, from Cambridgeshire Constabulary, so you can find out about being a special constable, St John's Ambulance, we've got Cambridge Women's Resource Centre, we've got Nightline, we've got the WEA. There's just so much going on.
And I guess within that, it's also getting the right person for the right placement, if you like. I know here, for example, we're a voluntary organisation, and of course we get lots of people bouncing through the door and say, I want to be a DJ. I've got a great idea for a show, which is very welcome indeed. But remarkably, we also need people to do social media, to do the accounts, to do the marketing. And I guess lots of other organisations are pretty much in the same position.
Absolutely. And the great thing about this is you can come and talk to people who are already involved with those organisations. So it's nice to look at a list, but to actually turn up and talk and see if you get on with people, see if it's the right fit, ask those awkward questions. That's absolutely what that day's about.
It is difficult, isn't it, when you say with 80 organisations or so, to actually weave your way around and try and find the right one for you, if you're young, if you're old, if you're in between. And also time, because volunteering, if you're not too careful, can be quite time consuming.
It can, but it can also just be an hour or so. And what I would say, and this sounds a little bit like I'm giving advice for Freshers' Fair, but I think it's the same kind of thing. What I would say is come perhaps with a little bit of a sense of what you might want out of it, so how much time you're prepared to give, what kind of things you're interested in, but also have an open mind, pick up as much literature as possible, take loads of contact details, think it through. You're not being forced to leave and commit yourself to something. You can come, talk to people, think about it, and decide afterwards, decide to get involved in lots of things or nothing.
And I guess like buying a new kitchen or something is the right to change your mind.
Absolutely.
As well, because you might go to, I don't know, you might arrive there and think, this is just the organisation for me. And then a little while later, you find another organisation which is even more just the organisation for you.
Absolutely. And it's a very open event. It's not hard sell. It's a kind of marketplace kind of thing. Nobody has said it's going to pin you down and make you sign up to something.
So is it just some stalls and things, or are there going to be talks and things from people explaining what's going on?
So we will have some talks, and at the beginning it's being opened by the mayor, and our MP will be there as well. And during those talks we're also going to have a signer, and that signer is also going to be available if anybody wants to book an appointment to go around and to talk to stalls. And I'm going to pass on to Bridget, who I think wants to say a little bit more.
Hi, thanks for having us on today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I just wanted to...
And you've got our squeaky chair as well,
yes,
I noticed
that, yeah. I just wanted to add a few points to what Anna's already told you. All the information about the organisation's already available, so if anybody is interested and doesn't want to wait till the day, if they look on the Cambridge Council website and tap in Volunteer for Cambridge, they'll see a list of all the organisations and a little mission statement about what each organisation's about. On the day as well, we'll also make sure it's easily identifiable which organisations have youth opportunities. And just going back to what Anna said about in terms of the various options around volunteering opportunities, as you mentioned, we have literally got something there for everyone. If you like gardening, if you like driving, if you like social media, if you've ever thought about being a special constable, first aid, bike mechanic, there really is something for everyone. And it's so rewarding, even just the day, the feedback we get from the public that come along and the stallholders, it's just a fantastic environment and a great atmosphere on the day. So everybody's welcome. It's a free event, so residents and students alike, do pop along.
I'm liking this idea of being able to look up things ahead of time, because then you can think, right, these are the five people, say, absolutely, who I really want to go and have a detailed chat with, rather than literally trying to go from one to one. Because when there's 80 organisations, that might take a bit of a while.
Exactly, we're aware of that, and that's why we made sure all the information's been on there since we actually registered the organisations to take part.
OK, well, that all sounds very good. Well, I'll ask you both now. I'll start with you, Bridget, then across to Anna to finish with. Volunteered for anything yourself, ever?
I have, but not for a period of time. I'm currently working rather long hours organising this.
Yes.
And I have, yes, I have volunteered.
What did you do?
I used to help an older person in the village, actually. And this is one of the things I wanted to highlight, actually, because I think people think of volunteering as this very solid thing that you just do this and you just do that, but actually a lot of people volunteer their time and they don't even see it as volunteering. If you sign up for a cause, if you run a sponsored race, you've chosen because you're something that you care about and you believe in that cause. If you've got an elderly neighbour who maybe have some mobility issues, if you help them do the garden or you do their shopping, that is all volunteering your time. And I think people don't realise that they give a lot of their time already. And it's incredibly rewarding. One of the strap lines that we use is giving, learning, sharing, caring. Because quite often when you do actually go into volunteering, you may cross paths with someone who you probably would not have met before. So it builds relationships, confidence. It's a win-win. Mm.
And Anna, how about you? You've done some volunteering in well, maybe now, maybe not. But
absolutely. So at the moment, obviously, having a day job and being a counsellor is pretty much enough to be getting on with, but I've always loved volunteering, and actually that's kind of how I came into council work, because I'd always done public service. So for me, mainly youth work, helping to run youth clubs, helping with youth groups, but also doing a lot of youth music. I used to lead a youth orchestra and other kind of youth music opportunities.
Okay, well, thank you for both very much for coming in and joining us this morning. The event is on Saturday week, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, thanks both very much.
Thank you.
So it's Saturday the 20th of October from 11 a.m. in the morning to 4 p.m. in the afternoon at the Guildhall.
Mm-hmm.
You can go along. About, as you heard, about 80 or so organisations will be there, including us. Well, including Cambridge 105 Radio. I don't know if you specifically get us to, but you can go along and find out about Cambridge 105 Radio and all sorts of other organisations.
Brilliant.
As well.
It's all a great idea.
It is. I went to one a couple of years ago. I went to it then, and it's really good, and it's a great opportunity to meet people from different organisations around the city. 19 before 9.
Cambridge Breakfast with Shutterly Fabulous. No other shutters come close.